I was invited to participate in the National Democratic Convention as part of the International Leadership Forum organized by NDI. So I'm part of the over 300 international leaders of various levels of government who are participating in this convention.
I understand that you're the highest ranking African leader to be invited by the Democratic Party to attend this convention.
It's true, and I'm humbled by it. I'm humbled the fact that I have that recognition, but I don't think that it's something that is significant. I'm sure that in any of their conventions, they do identify which leader to come and grace their occasion.
So what lessons are you learning from the U.S. process?
It's both process and substance. Process-wise, I think that there is a lot that we can learn. You know, democracy is not an event. These are institutional developments that have been here for the last 200 years. So our democratic development is a baby. So there is a lot that we can learn in terms of process. How do we ensure that people are participating? How do we formulate policy? How do we increase debate? Because really it's about issues. It's not about individuals. So on substance, I think one of the things that you tend to observe is the extent of ideological and policy difference between the two major parties in the United States and the way people try to convince the rest of the population to support them.
I don't know if you've had a chance to read the newspapers or what's being said about your visit to America in the state-controlled media. For example, the ZANU-PF party has said that you abandoned a critical principles meeting to attend this convention, and that presidential spokesman George Haramba says that this is a clear example that shows you favor foreign interests ahead of national issues. What can you say about this?
Well, I don't like to be personal to George. George has always chosen. He has chosen to be a personal, to make my role in the country personal, and to portray an image which has nothing to do with my objective in government, my objective in the politics of the country. Firstly, the question of abandoning. If the same accusation were to apply, President Mugabe left for the non-aligned movement a week ago when the draft constitution was out and did not even explain when we were going to meet. Because I told him I was away for a week. He was going to be away for a week. So who has abandoned what? And as far as the second part about serving foreign interests, it will be in the same equal measure that President Mugabe in attending non-aligned movement was he serving foreign interests. We are all patriots. We are all trying to do our best under very difficult circumstances to push our country forward in spite of the frustrating experiences, the lack of implementation of the GPA, the lack of implementation of those reforms that are necessary, and the intransigence on the part of ZANU-PF to reverse a constitutional process that they have endorsed.
Others will also say that a general standard in international diplomacy is that whenever a country is going through an election, generally outsiders just watch. Considering that the U.S. is in an election mode, some say this is showing allegiance and you should have stayed away because this would potentially affect relations if the Republicans were to win, for example. What's your comment to this?
That's totally out. I did not come here to endorse the Democratic Party. I did not come here to endorse the Republican Party. I came here to an international forum as invited to experience the American political system at a convention. I have not been given a platform where I've said I'm endorsing the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. We work with both. Who are we to choose between the Democratic Party? My participation in this convention is not going to change the vote of the Americans either way. So how can I be accused that I'm interfering in the political process of the United States?
You have managed to build some credibility by focusing your advocacy in Africa or in African capitals, and that by you coming to the U.S., are you not providing ammunition to propagandists such as, Mr. Charamba, who would say that this is evidence of your being a puppet of the West?
To be honest, I've long since taken a position that what George says does not change the direction and the destiny of the country either way. It's his personal view. He can shout and do whatever he wants. I will not even give him a moment of thought. The position is this. We, as MDC, would like to engage the international community. And the international community includes, first and foremost, Africa, Europe, America, Eastern Europe, Chinese, everyone. And I've demonstrated over the last year the diplomatic inroads we have made, even some of the people who thought that we were enemy, we have engaged them. The idea is that Zimbabwe is not an island, and that what we are attempting to do is that Zimbabwe should be part of the family of nations. What we are trying to do is to promote the best interests of Zimbabwe.
You still have others who are saying there's too much globetrotting by government leaders. Couldn't you send your deputies, for example, especially as they are pressing matters back home, such as the constitution crisis?
There's no constitutional crisis. There is a constitutional impasse, which is not of my creation. It's not the creation of the MDC. Well, every mission has got an appropriate level of delegation, and I don't go to every opportunity that arises. I go strategically to engage at the level that I think is going to be in the long-term interest of the country. As for a crisis like the Constitution, it will be resolved one way or the other.